Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like, four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Question number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Sandra Campos. I am a retail and retail technology CEO. I'm a board member of public companies, and I've been in retail and obviously technology for the last 30 years.
Love it, Sandra. Number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
So based on the fact that I've been focused entirely on supply chain and we're having so much disruption within the supply chain industry and sector of what we do, I'd like to share a few things in terms of how to improve profit margins when you're actually looking to maximize the profit and within your supply chain. So first, with regards to inventory, it's obviously critical to be able to have inventory closest to the customer. So maximizing visibility across your supply chain, manufacturers to warehouse facilities, and ensuring that you have it closest to the customer so that the cost of transportation to get there is as minimal as possible. Number two, transportation costs. That management of the transportation costs, improving and lowering your transportation costs, not only from your manufacturers if they're out of the country, or if they're even within the country, through local, regional, national providers, getting the best rates and making sure that you are negotiating and renegotiating on a very consistent basis. And number three, when you get into fulfillment centers, making sure that you are not only negotiating upfront what the needs are to be in the warehouse, but also that there's no hidden costs afterwards, because there are many times that there's up to 30% extra costs that come on your invoice after you've moved in and after you've actually signed on the dotted line. So you need to make sure that you're looking at every single cost and you're asking about what potential extras there might be.
Absolutely. That's the one thing I always never like about signing contracts is that, oh, well, you want that? Well, that's extra. That just bugs me beyond anything.
Get it all up front. Make sure you have it all there.
Absolutely there. So love it there. Actually, that's one of the things that we do with our business, you know, for what I do, is it's all up front. There's nothing special in there, you know, for my day job. But we can talk about that. You know, this is about you, not about me. So that part there. So let's get to question number three. So what other CEOs, founders, and executives that you know personally that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, because I'm focused on supply chain and thinking about that today in particular, I want to shout out to Shekhar Natarajan, who is the Chief Supply Chain Officer over at American Eagle Outfitters. And he's also the CEO of their newly incorporated AirTerra company, which is a last mile transportation provider. He's been extraordinarily successful with background at Target, Walmart, and others, really innovating and also really focusing on how he's going to disrupt the supply chain across every industry sector. Number two, a friend of mine, Janine D'Onofrio, who is a chief supply chain officer, who's been was at Tommy Hilfiger for 20 years. She knows where to get everything and anything made, and to get it done well, and to be able to get it to your stores, get it to your customers as quickly and efficiently as possible. She's the best.
Love. So I'll look them both up here.
I would highlight there.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's get to question number four, the final fun question. Sandra, tell me about your most epic sale.
Wow. My most epic, what I would consider to be a sale, is really when we were able to, my business partner, Tony Melillo, he and I created a celebrity brand management company in 2010. And we had a business with Selena Gomez for 6 years. So to sell it into a retailer, which at the time was Kmart, to sell it into 14 different licensees, and to sell it into a joint venture partner was our biggest sale ever, because we were able to build a business that was $100 million plus a year. And we were able to do it after getting 90 no's. So we had to wait through and go through all those no's in order to get the yeses. But those were the most epic sales that we had.
Well, you think about it, if you made $100 million, or that's how much the, you know, the gross was,
okay, yeah,
basically you got about $1 million a no. That's the way I look at it.
It took a little bit of time, but you persist.
Exactly. Exactly there. So Sandra, you knocked out of the park. I love it. You've got 3 minutes and 55 seconds left.
So wow.
You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. I'm flexible, or we can end early. Go for it.
Tell me your favorite person that you've spoken to in the past month.
Favorite person I've spoken to in my past month? I probably would have to say it's my new neighbor. So I just moved to Vegas about 6 months ago. The house was unoccupied for a while there. Just moved in, and kind of like we just started talking, just, you know, shooting the you know what. And then all of a sudden we realized we're both former political consultants. I'm like, oh, that's cool. This kind of weird, but you know, talk war stories. Then out of the blue, I'm like, do you like Dungeons and Dragons? And he looks at me and goes, do you have speakers in my house? He's like, you know, that part there. He's like, no, like that was my bachelor party and everything. And I have a Dungeons and Dragons game that is, you know, we have one opening. So I'm like, yeah, you want the opening? He's like, we'd love it. And so actually once we're tonight, we're going to go have drinks on the patio and just kind of get to know each other. So I'm excited for that.
That's fun. Very fun. How long have you been there?
On Vegas, 5 to 6 months.
Okay, great.
Yes, I am loving it. I am very, very happy with this city. You're gonna have to bury me here.
That's great. That's amazing. So yes. How many shows have you been to?
Haven't been to any yet because of COVID. But my social open? Life, what was that?
They're open though, aren't they, the shows?
They are, but I'm not a mask wearer. I support wearing a mask, but I don't like wearing a mask. So when you tell me go sit in a chair for 2 hours and put a mask on, not my style. If that makes sense. So this is total pro vaccination. Just got my third dose, that part there. But it's funny, my social life, just basically meeting people and hanging out outside of places is, you know, tenfold to where it was where I used to live.
Oh, and where was that?
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. Good. I tell people, yeah, big difference from Colorado Springs to Las Vegas.
Yeah. So you have a lot to look forward to then.
Oh yeah. Bit excited there. The food's amazing. There's so many great places here to eat.
Here's my next question. Have you become the person that you want to be?
I would say yes. I'm very happy where I'm at right now. Very content with who I am in my own skin.
And did you have this goal in terms of the 808 podcast for a long time?
Nope. Actually, the reason the podcast started was I told my coach I've always wanted to do a podcast. So her response was, great, your first episode is scheduled in 48 hours. And so just basically built this whole system up. And it's been 3 years.
Oh, and what type of coach was that you told?
I was a business coach.
Okay, great. And so that helped and that worked out.
Oh, it worked out very well. I tell her, I don't work with her anymore because basically I've kind of been past my business where she helps people. But I'm just telling her, she's just like, no, I'm really glad that it worked out and everything there. So it's been awesome there. Hey, you got a minute left. Do you want to do some promo time?
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Talk about Project Verte.
All right, perfect. So Project Vert actually has two parts of the business. One part is a fulfillment center that's a 750,000 square foot warehouse outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And there's robots, two different types of robots. So the robotics and the automation of the facility itself is quite massive, quite impressive. It's very modern. That's actually a warehouse that gets to ship everywhere all over the world. And it's built up quite a nice little business there. The second part of the business is technology, and it's supply chain technology. So the technology having to do with visibility of your inventory, being able to, if you have more than, you know, 2 to 3 warehouses, you need to understand and see where your inventory is at all time across all your sales channels, your demand channels. So let's say you sell on Amazon, on eBay, you have a Shopify website, you sell to Dillard's or to Nordstrom or other stores. You don't want to have to go into different systems.
Actually, Sandra, that is time. And you pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Sandra, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Love it. Love it. Gold star for you. Website. Say it real quick.
ProjectVert.com.
ProjectVert.com. In the description. It's magic. Sandra, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.